Today, Governor Bill Walker signed into law House Bill 159, which aims to help prevent opioid addiction before it starts. The law puts new limits on opioids, like capping new prescriptions at 7 days' worth of pills, and requires training about abuse for medical practitioners. In February, Walker issued a disaster declaration for Alaska's ongoing opioid epidemic. The governor was at a homeless youth shelter center today in Wasilla for the bill signing. He says the multi-pronged legislation is a good first step.
The most important step is the next step, whatever that is. This is something that to get on top of the situation, you have to have an action plan, and every day take another step you didn't take the day before.
Walker says more needs to be done, adding that at least 70 people have died in Alaska from overdoses attributed to prescription painkillers and heroin so far this year. The state's ongoing effort to prevent opioid addiction and overdoses falls under the purview of a team Walker assembled. The state's public health director, Dr. Jay Butler, leads that team and says prescriptions are only one part of the problem.
Things that we still need to do, address access to treatment for people with addiction, undoing some of the stigma that is associated with a variety of addictions, and then also getting into the more fundamental questions, such as how do we mitigate and prevent adverse childhood experiences, which we know is one of the drivers that put people at risk for substance misuse and addiction.
When asked about the U.S. Senate's vote on health care today, Walker responded by saying that repealing the Affordable Care Act without legislation to replace it would likely make it harder for Alaskans to get access to substance abuse treatment. Walker says he will not support any move that will hurt Alaskans and is staying in close contact with the state's congressional delegation.
I don't have a rearview mirror. I only have to look forward. Today is the vote it is, but I want to continue to stay in close contact with them, which they've been very good about keeping in contact with my office, with me personally about the legislation, because, you know, at the end of the day, the states are going to have to deal with this.
Asked about how Alaskan senators split on the vote and what his message is for the congressional delegation, Walker says he hopes to learn about what will be included in any upcoming health care legislation through his reports from the delegation.